it's rolling. Okay.
It's January 10th, 2018, and this is collective bargaining between the University of Central Florida Board of Trustees and the University of Central Florida United Faculty of Florida. Good evening, everyone.
Happy New Year.
And go Knights. Yeah. Undefeated.
Yes. Undefeated.
That was something else, wasn't it, that game?
Oh, well, they should have been in the national championship playoff, too. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure that's on the record.
The governor declared it.
Well, yeah, you know, the other on Monday we had a Georgia fan and a Florida fan, I mean, an Alabama fan in our office who were sending emails back and forth, and one of our lawyers said, no, both of you are wrong. Tonight doesn't decide the game. Here's the governor's proclamation attached. So if you live in Florida, it is an undisputed national champion.
That's right.
Here's extras for people in the back. Looks good to me.
Yeah. I've got one correction.
I think I do know what your correction is.
I was not there.
You were not there. I was about to say that.
Yeah.
I was about to say that, but I figured...
You were there in spirit?
I was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we'll cross you off.
That was an excused absence, too.
I didn't think I'd be able to offer any corrections on your name. I'm actually surprised.
Yeah. That wasn't, by the way, for the record, that was an excused absence.
Right, and we haven't. Why don't you say it?
Go ahead.
And then we had Tom.
Tom Waslow.
Tom, yeah. Is he on your team, is he?
Yeah, well, he's sat on. He sat at the table.
I just didn't know if he was on your team or not. It wasn't clear to me.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, for that.
All right, then we'll add him. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then actually, earlier this evening, our side had the thought that instead of trying to leave this building unlocked when it's normally locked, that there might be a location in the library that had a good room, and that's open all hours, and we wouldn't have to worry about security in this building and things after hours.
I can't get stuff printed as fast, though, there, can I? Or... one of the things that we like about this is it's so easy for us to get print stuff.
Can we get
or either the library or another location on campus that would have easier access, student union or something like that?
Library.
I mean, we can also do the library, but
let's look into it.
Yeah. We just thought it might be easier.
Yeah, it's
kind of this wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. So we got them to release the building until was it 8 o'clock and then they shut it down. So it's just open 6:30 to 8.
So this building is open 6:30.
It shuts down at 6, so we have it unlocked until 8 o'clock tonight on one door.
Oh, but we can get out, right?
You can always get out.
I'm just making sure. I didn't bring my sleeping bag.
Well, I think if there's a fire, you never know.
Yeah, if we can't get out, I'm leaving now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, with those two changes, it looks like it's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. John, I appreciate you allowing us to bother you from time to time over the break with some proposals back and forth. I think the last transmission was a salary Article 21 and an Article 3 from us to you, I think. That was the last. If you got it.
Oh no, we replied to that.
Oh, I don't know if I got the reply.
We didn't get a reply.
1-3. We sent something on 1-3.
Is it 1-3?
Mm-hmm.
You sent something on January 3rd?
Mm-hmm. Or January 4th?
January 3rd.
It was January 3rd.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get it. No. I don't recall getting it.
Wow.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. No.
Nope.
Do you,
do you have a copy of the table this
evening? Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, obviously, Senate.
Well, we do have a copy.
I can actually go and make several more. I only brought four copies today just in case we needed it as a reference. I didn't realize that you didn't receive something.
I got a copy of it.
Yes,
you were supposed to send it on.
Yeah, yeah.
You asked me.
And I thought you'd sent it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't copied on it, so I wasn't copied on any of them. So, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go back and how many days? 2, 8, 10, 10. All right, so I'll print out another set, and I'll be right back. My phone doesn't work right now, but I'm going to carry it.
In the meantime, we can probably, how many do we have there? 4?
Here's 4. I need 1.
Okay, well, then everybody should get back. I was going to say we could give them the note to the team, but.
We'll just wait.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, were you headed out? You were traveling over the holidays, right?
No, I was here, actually.
Oh.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I actually canceled that camping trip because I had to cover my plants. It was too cold. We got a little bit of frost out there in Wedgefield. But I understand that they actually saw snow in Tallahassee in parts to the north. There wasn't much damage, but if I hadn't covered some things, so some things would have gotten killed, yeah.
You just threw off the weeds in my front yard.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that I-10 was closed.
I know, so Mike was telling me, wow. Well, I guess in South Carolina on I-95, they had hundreds of accidents on just one stretch because folks don't realize the overpasses ice up first and they're flying across them and the next thing they're spinning out. And
nobody knows how to drive and that kind of stuff. Maybe they're not used to it.
Yep, that's the problem. Yeah, reflexes are bad. It just... Yeah, not slowing down.
Snow tires and all the things that you are just routine if you live there.
Yeah.
A lot of these people get in trouble because they start to slide a little bit and they slam on the brakes, which is the worst thing.
Yeah, we got Todd early on in upstate New York. When you start to skid, the first thing is a foot comes off the accelerator and it stays off the brake. You turn into the skid. It's been ingrained in my mind forever.
That would be hard.
Well, we used to practice in parking lots. You'd go out in parking lots that didn't, where the lights were way off to the side, you'd practice, learn how to control that. Until then, you get good and you do donuts on purpose. That's what passes for recreation in Cortland, New York. Oh, are these mics hot? Okay, thanks for bailing me out. So I think we got hot mics wrong.
It is. Empty parking lots and black eyes.
Yep.
John, then the proposal is on the bargaining site if you want.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's on the bargaining site? Oh.
It's even on the website.
Okay. Makes me feel better.
It appears everyone else has seen it except us.
We were wondering what was going on.
Yeah, and we had the same reaction. You're like, well, we haven't heard from you. I just figured because we didn't get to you till 30, you decide, well, we'll just wait until because we're bargaining this week anyway.
Well, that's what we thought you guys decided. We don't have any communications faculty on our bargaining team. Let's be clear on that. Jen Sandoval is on grievance.
Yeah, I saw her today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she didn't pick up a decision. I said she had a really busy holiday.
Well, I bet. Yeah, a lot of people were all over the place during the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went from
You know, I almost sent you because you in all the other times
I said received.
You said received, and I thought I should ask again, like, but I figured it was holidays.
Yeah, no. I was looking for it. I was home. I just looked at it. It's not in my junk mail. And I just went through the whole string to print these out, and it wasn't in there either. So there's a hiccup somewhere.
Yeah.
It happens, you know, it does happen. It's unfortunate it happened when it did.
Yeah.
It's the engineer's fault, Chuck.
We always get blamed for everything. That's okay. I'm used to it.
You got a thick skin about those things? Well, our team got a dinner out of it. Since we had to meet to decide what to do.
As silly as it sounds, I'm a little worried about my cat.
Why? What's up? Alone all day?
Yeah, I mean, she's not used to that. And so, and I don't feed her, but I don't leave a feeder down for her. I just feed her, like, in the morning before I leave and when I get home at night. So I gave her a little extra food this morning. She's like, well, I'll have to tide you over.
Oh, you didn't have time to go home and come back? You can't speak to the provost or the president about some release time for pet feedings?
Provost probably would, because he's got a cat that he's very well. I'm not sure exactly how fond he is of the cat, but his wife adores the cat, and so he has learned that it's in his best interest to adore the cat as well.
That's smart. Well, if it's any help, you can say the chief negotiator UFF says that should be part of the deal. Being a biologist, animals are on their routine too. Hopefully, hopefully she won't get into mischief.
Yeah.
How she, right?
Hmm?
The cat's female? Did you say she?
Yeah.
How old is she?
5.
Oh. Yeah. So not an older cat and
not
right in the middle.
Cat, right in the middle, yeah. Teenager.
Yeah. How big is she?
She's about 3/4 of a pound heavier than she should be, according to my vet. So it's probably not bad that she won't work.
Well, that's 3/4 of a pound is nothing.
Yeah, she weighs about 12 pounds.
That's not huge.
No, she's not huge. She's just good size. But the one I had before was like 7 pounds soaking wet.
Oh.
She looked bigger because she was long hair and fluffy, you know, so she was just like cotton candy. You know?
Yeah.
It's like it's a lot more there than there is, but... This one is short hair and, you know, solid. So.
Yeah, birds are like that, too. You think they're so bulky until you actually have them in your hand. And then things like bald eagles and stuff that are big birds, they weigh almost nothing.
Really?
Yeah, they're so light. It's, you know,
yeah,
they're light. Still strong, but they're very light.
Hmm.
I can bring it down to you.
She acts up if you're gone too long.
Not usually. Although, like this morning, she was feeling frisky and she got up on this little chest that I have, and there's one little knick-knacky thing, and she stares straight at me and takes her paw and just chunks it onto the floor.
Oh.
And we're rolling.
So this is the Article 23 that we intended to get to you, John, in response to what you had sent back to us. The one-time payment goes to $1,370. The across the board goes to 2.25.
Oh, that means you didn't get the spreadsheet either, did you?
No.
No.
Did you turn?
We'll get that for him.
Okay.
And then I guess the other issue is the timing of the review of the Faculty Excellence website for accuracy and compliance with the CBA. And do you want to say anything about that, Sharon?
Yeah, I will. John, the only your timing, it would be all right with us, with one caveat. We're already into January, but as long as we're talking about whatever we find on the website and fix is looking prospectively, we're fine with that. What we're concerned about is if you say, well, we're going to do this in January and we'll have everything finished by February, and we still got these programs running, that we're not then getting flooded with a bunch of grievances about programs that we're trying to get the money out the door to the faculty, that we're not using them as a way of looking retroactively to stuff that we've already done in this cycle or trying to get done in this cycle. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, but the issue is that they're wrong for this cycle already. They haven't been updated to reflect what should have been done in this cycle already. That's the issue.
Okay.
So we would like to get that corrected as soon as possible. And we pointed this out a long time ago.
You did.
Is your concern, Sherry, is that some people might feel that they were being relied on something and then it changes on them?
Yeah, some of these things, I think most of them are already out, and a lot of the things are due back or have been due back or are about to be due back.
What's your position on that, John?
The contract is the contract, and the terms of the contract should be abided by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both sides ratified it. Both sides agreed to it.
Can somebody give me an example of what would be changed?
We gave you examples of that.
For the purpose of discussion. I'm just kind of trying to see who might be disadvantaged by this.
Well, fortunately, we haven't gotten any grievances about the system, so that means that, you know, that period is just about over. The Rios were released, I think. Does anyone
eligibility
know what Rios
for
are
Rios?
Due? Rios are due
for
soon.
December.
That part is complete. The committees are doing their work now.
There were changes to who could serve on the committee for the CERTL awards that were made independently of the contract.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I don't know anything about that.
Right.
We agreed to open that up to anybody, and it's still listed as being restricted to 10 individuals.
Right.
Rio awards were also agreed to be listed for everybody.
So
you can apply for them, and they're still listed as being restricted.
The Rio awards has been open. Or that was happened before. No, TIP, I'm sorry, happened so that people could work on their binders in December. And CERTL hasn't been kicked off yet, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't think it has.
So that's where we are on those positions.
Yeah, and there's also.
They're due. I mean, they're
done.
Yeah,
they're done.
They're already. They're closed, right?
Yeah.
And then there's. So as Mason indicated, there's also the issue of who serves on the committee. And so it has to be folks who are in unit.
Is that in the contract, the current contract?
No, I have to go.
For which committee is that? CERTL?
No, I don't think CERTL committee structure is in the contract. It's right here. Sorry, incentive awards. A lot of information about TIP and RIA.
Oh, okay.
Not CERTL's.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing about CERTL in here.
Not about committee structure.
Well, the college or unit committees for TIP and RIA should be selected by and from the unit employees.
So I think one of the restrictions
right.
we saw on the website was that it was listed as required to be 10 and 10 attract the unit employees
mm-hmm.
rather than anybody.
Right, because the criteria are the same that they've been, you know, that they've been. This contract here doesn't demand a change in that. It's what we're bargaining now that is considering those items, correct?
Previous contract in last year, it was agreed that that language there. And
this
the language from the time before
the
is still on the website.
College or unit committees for the TIP shall be selected by and from the unit employees.
But anyway, this is not an issue that we're bargaining at the moment, right? Except
no.
to discuss the dates.
Okay.
I know, but I think that John and Sherry are both expressing concerns about the current process. I'm just trying to get a handle on how impactful these changes would be.
So are you saying that the committees have not been formed correctly for the TIPS and RIAs?
If they're following the guidance that's provided on the Faculty Excellence website, then they wouldn't be, right?
They're restricting it to people who... There could be some people on the committee who have been restricted by the criteria on the website. It could have been more open than that, and it hasn't been. Because the criteria advertised. So it hasn't broken anything, but it's been more restrictive than it needed to be.
Oh.
So we're back to the date question.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the date question.
The time, the date for which the committee concludes its work.
Well,
or begins its work.
By definition, if they're tenure or tenure earning, they are in unit.
No.
No?
No, because you could have folks who are out of unit because they're serving as...
Okay. Yeah.
In the graduate studies, other
a chair is going to be tenured.
Yeah,
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 true.
But they can.
They can't serve on this committee. I don't know if they are.
I haven't had anybody complaining about the structure to me, but I'm not in faculty excellence, so I don't know.
Yeah, too bad.
They haven't pushed
anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, since this is okay. This is awesome. This was also to be. This is also was intended for your eyes. Over the break.
There's no one, sorry.
Okay, this is what I suggest. First off, if you have any questions about either of these, at this time, we'll be glad to answer them. If you want to look these over in a caucus, we'll caucus and come back when you're comfortable with questions or responses.
Okay, so one quick question. The Article 3 that you just handed me, is that identical to the one that the email we did receive on the 22nd of December?
No.
No,
this
okay.
does not have release time for spring.
For spring.
Now.
So we start. Okay. Is there something else you want to do? Express, I think that was the only thing, is that the previous proposal had the spring people in it, and then this had to be removed because the time, we ran out of time. I was here really late on Friday waiting for you, John.
Well, we got it as fast as we could, and it turns out it didn't matter because we didn't know that you'd replied to it.
Sorry about that.
So one of the things that was expressed by your side, though, in the emails was that there was a concern that on the December 21st or 22nd date, before the break anyway, that if we agreed to the contract proposal at that time, that UFF would be getting spring releases 3 weeks or so before the university would be able to grant ADI. So now we're in the flip side, right?
Mm-hmm.
where now the university would be able to provide ADI well in advance, months in advance, before UFF gets any release time.
Well, I guess it depends on when ratification.
We had the flip side of that in the fall, if you recall, because release time, you got release time, even if we didn't agree to the contract prior to the start of classes. That's why we didn't cut off release time, because we said, you're already teaching, we're not going to disadvantage the students, we're not going to rip them out of classes and change it. But we lost ADI for the whole fall semester.
But that was already agreed to in the contract. Mm-hmm. That was agreed to in the contract, because the releases are on calendar years.
It's awkward to pair it, because you go in semester chunks, and we have a date where you can get turn on and off. And we lost it right after August 17th. Because that's the last time we can notify about an August 31st increase.
You know, the fact that I think everybody was exchanging ideas about how to conclude this in good faith. And we ran to we got to a point where it was difficult, if not impossible, to release in the spring. And now tonight, certainly impossible. But I think that, you know, what I would like for you to do, John, and your team, is to think about how we can work through that benefit.
There may be pathways to do that. So, yeah. For example, some members who were identified as eligible for releases could in fact take them in the spring semester.
Yeah.
And if we were allowed substitution, it might be another person that wouldn't affect the teaching schedule.
I think if we think about this creatively, we'll find a way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're open to that.
Okay.
We just
understood.
Don't feel like we can disrupt class schedules with students. You know, which is the same thing that happened in the fall.
We have the University of Central Florida and its negotiations has been on a cycle that is allowed for this to happen on a timely basis, so that release is actually taken in sufficient advance time. But at other universities, the cycle has moved like we are experiencing now, and they've thought of creative ways to capture the benefit.
So what sort of creative ways have they used?
Well, the one that you mentioned is a good one. We could have substitutions of people that can be released without disruption. If there's three or whatever, if that number falls short, we might be able to bank something.
All right, we hear that. So turning our attention to Article 23 then.
Mm-hmm.
So we noticed that once again in 23.12 there's been insistence in your proposal on retaining the waiver that we've clearly identified that we want struck from the contract, that with the administrative salary stipends, including with a letter from an FEA attorney.
Oh, I thought you dropped that.
Yeah,
what
the?
You dropped that in the last.
I don't think so.
At our last bargaining session.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'm sorry. That was my understanding. Is that
yeah.
was dropped?
I don't believe so. It's in our proposal number 6.
Well, proposal number 6. I guess that's the thing, is you weren't sending proposals back, you were sending the changes that you were agreeing to. So our last proposal had the stipend language in it. When you sent back your two last objections, it didn't include, not only do I believe it happened in the last bargaining session, but I believe the PDF that you sent that had both statements, like the rationale, I think is the word for it, the rationale only included those two items, the like the actual salary dollars and then the dates of the committee. That's the only two things that were objections.
I think we came to that conclusion, John, because of this correspondence, because this correspondence responds to our proposal.
Yeah, but it says we accept all the changes, so we weren't commenting about things that you hadn't changed. It was just those changes.
And I could have sworn I had dropped that already. Sorry.
Well, we know that we cannot insist upon that proposal. I mean, we choose to, we want it. Mm-hmm. But if you're determined to stay at the 5,000, even if you're determined on withdrawing that waiver, then we just withdraw the waiver. We just don't provide stipends.
What happened to my pen?
Is this his?
Yeah.
That's mine.
Did it get passed along with the sign-in sheet?
The template with the sign-in sheet. It's kind of a nice pen.
No, I stole John's pen.
Oh, here it is. I've got it. Thank you.
The sign-in sheet came back
and
we have to get it done, and I could say back money. All
right, well, let's move on from that because we have to caucus.
We have to.
So, but just to be clear for the record, we were under the impression that, at least for the time being, that was going to be issue, and that we were going to be able to move forward with a status quo language, and that certainly that would be something you could raise as we continue in the full book. But, all right.
Yeah.
Did anybody miss this?
Well, our side has another question about 23.3B. So it's the one-time payment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I know that Charlie's going to send us the spreadsheet mm-hmm. in a second, but how is that calculated? What was the percentage increase?
As you described, I pulled out ENG, CNG, 12-month, 9-month, and it's all broken out for you. And it's a snapshot from, I did it on January 2nd, so it's a snapshot from that day. It changes every day.
Understood.
People will continue to drop off.
Understood. But the percentage increase that's used to calculate that is 2.25?
It's flexible, but you can put in whatever percentage you want. But yes.
No, John's saying for the purpose of
the really?
In the spreadsheet, you can put in whatever.
But for the purpose of the $1,370.
The 1370 is based on the 2.25.
The 1370 is based on the number of weeks and the percentage that is in the spreadsheet. So if you move the dates, then you have to change the pay periods. So it's based on those two items, pay periods and percentage.
2.25.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so we were under.
I thought we were talking about the spreadsheet still. I'm sorry.
So we were under the impression that in the exchange of proposals back and forth that we'd settled on 2.35.
Well, we had to adjust that to 2.25 for a number of reasons. One is that we had set aside a certain amount of money in this budget year for that one-time payment, and it keeps floating up, and we really don't have the money to be able to keep this float. So we're told that that's all that we can afford. Mm-hmm. And what we were told we could afford was what we had offered before, which was $950. Mm-hmm. And with the recalculation, the way we get to the recalculation and we're able to afford it is to go to 2.25. Is that correct, Shane?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So what you're saying then is that, you know, earlier this bargaining session when you provide us with a handout about the university budget with the restricted and unrestricted reserves, that somehow the university has spent about $203 million out of the reserves and has nothing left?
I know that the budget people and the finance people and the academic side of this institution all got together and looked hard at trying to come up with the funding they could for this. I can't answer that particular question because I'm really not the person to ask that, but I know that they spent a lot of time analyzing what was available to get to this point.
Okay, we find that very interesting. I guess it's time for our side to take a caucus.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I have one quick question. On line 52, salary equity increases. I noticed that that date is supposed to be January 26th. Is that still
intentional? Oh, you're right. You're right. We probably have to push that one forward, too. I didn't think about that one. There was no word. Talk about the increase, and I dropped it. I'll fix the date so that each shifts forward with the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess the other thing I should point out that you might relay to the financial folks who apparently have spent $200 million and the university is out of money, which would be quite a thing, is that in this lengthy negotiation, folks who would have gotten equity salary increases have not, and that's not reflected in the lump sum. So that money has not been dispersed. So that would be somewhere to go to look for where that money could come from, where it's basically coming out of the ether.
Okay. All right. We'll
I'd suggest we'll be peeking in at about 8 o'clock.
Sure. We're in 360, so
okay.
Just knock on the door.
Okay.
If it's early, then you expect.
Oh, Charlie, can you give us copies of the spreadsheet?
It'll work better if I send it to your computer. Or do you want me to copy Lee? Does he have his laptop?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have internet access.
Okay, yeah. It works because it's an active thing, so...
You can
bring you physical copies for that. Oh, Ashley, it's okay.
All right, so this button here
is pause.
So this one I can...
Okay,
now that one's rolling. And this is rolling as well.
All right, so we're back on the record. Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so obviously our side had a chance to discuss your proposal, and we have... Once again, an offer to give to you to close things out.
Okay.
And so what we're proposing is to return to the 2.35% across the board.
Okay.
To calculate the lump sum payment at that percentage, which according to the calculations that were provided us today in the spreadsheet, would go to $1,431.19.
Okay.
And so that's an increase of, I think, $61 or thereabouts.
$1,431.19, I think.
Mm-hmm. In line 52, our site had already pointed out the difference in the implementation dates.
Mm-hmm.
And so make the implementation date for the, I believe it's the equity increase, be the same as the others, the March 23rd, 2018. And then on line 34, which is about when the one-time payment is made, to just simply change the end of that to as soon as practicable thereafter, but no later than April 27th, 2018. So that next pay period.
Okay.
And that offer is on the...
Article 3.
Oh, and right. Thank you. And in Article 3, what we're suggesting or proposing is the release time should be allocated with two releases in the spring, five in the summer, and then seven next fall. And so that's a change from our current, what we've had on the table all along, of minus three for this current semester, plus one in the summer, plus two in the fall.
I have a question. So the contract ends on August 31st. So, oh, I guess fall does run into that. My bad. Okay. Because fall is August 8th of 2018. I was thinking that the release time would go beyond the contract, but it doesn't have to. Okay, I got it.
Okay, and to be clear, because we want to be clear. 23.11 in your proposal is as of your proposed number six, or is it as our last proposal, which struck it? I mean, which didn't strike it, which was status.
No, it's the numbers have been
moved in this
368, latest one. Line 368, is that the?
368 to 375, we have status quo.
We're willing to consider the status quo, but we also are making this proposal contingent upon it being accepted by the close of this bargaining session tonight.
Okay.
Now, one of the other things that we had the opportunity to do since we had the spreadsheet information is look at the financial implications of that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the increase, and this is in terms of the total cost to the university, so it includes the 26% indirect rate, would be in the neighborhood of $283.20. But because the equity increases haven't been awarded yet, rough ballpark, the university has saved about $183,000 and probably more on those. So we're talking about in terms of the actual impact, and this is with the fringe benefits at 26%, would be about $100,000.
The $283 you're talking per person? Is that what
you're
saying?
No, total. Total.
$283.20?
$283,000.
$20.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay, $283.20, and I went, what?
No, sorry, I misspoke.
I was going to say, let's see what we got.
Yes, I've got my checkbook over there, actually. I'll just write it.
I'm sorry, John. I was so distracted that
you... No, I'm sorry. Let me... Yes, I'll repeat that. I'm so sorry. And new glasses isn't even going to help. $283,000. I'm doing it again.
No, you got to write that down.
You said $283,000.
You're telling us it's $283,000 between to go to 2.35.
Roughly, it's 283,020 and 38 cents.
Okay.
That your precision is appreciated.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to say it.
I got it.
That's awful.
We understand your position. Now, all right. Does anybody have any questions? I guess, what about this date?
Yeah, the dates for the committee to look at the Faculty Excellence website.
Say that louder. We're fine with that.
I have a question about the two releases in spring. You are assuring me that it's not taking someone out of the classroom or hurting someone's research or doing anything, that someone is going to be...
It's not affecting the teaching staff.
Okay, so like John Rabel, he's able to do it because he's with... okay, I understand that. I just didn't know who the other person might be. But you're being so careful with your words. And I have one more question.
Sure.
ADI, what date does that end then if the course releases would go all the way through December in the fall?
That's because the course releases are on a calendar year, and the ADI is on the contract year. So that's been the discrepancy forever.
Yeah. I was wondering if you would consider then ADI through December.
It expires when the contract expires.
So it expires on August 31st, just to be clear.
Yes.
All right, that's what I wanted to understand. Okay.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back. We're off the air.
We're not off the air
not
yet.
Not quite yet.
You've ordered it, but it hasn't. The machines didn't execute it.
I turn it back on so that
to me, right? I don't know about anybody else.
Okay, so there's red dot, and we're rolling. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Are we back on? I'm gonna offer a counter, and then we're gonna but I'm gonna be very brief about it because I want you to give some thought to it and have time to think about it and respond. Okay. Everything that you said, I think we can do, except we are at 2.25, said 2.35. But what we're willing to do is take the lump sum and increase it up. First off, we're willing to give you a lump sum at a 2.35 amount instead of a 2.25 amount, and we're going to increase that by another $69 so that it comes to a lump sum of $1,500. Now, I think if you look at the numbers for this year...
I'm sorry, could you just repeat the number?
Yeah, it's basically it's 2.25 and a lump sum amount of $1,500. Now, if you look at the difference there, it's, and you look at what the average person makes by 0.1%, many, many people are actually going to probably do better in this fiscal year.
Right, but that's not our concern. So our concern is that right now the inflation rate as of the November read was 2.20, and it's been waffling all over, but the trend is up. So 2.35% is perilously close to where the inflation rate probably wound up year over year from August.
Well, this is what we can offer. It's this year. It's 2.25 and $1,500.
And the remainder.
The
release time, the implementation date.
The release time.
We can live with the rest of it.
We can live with the rest. We can live with the language no later than April 27th. We can live with the release time as articulated. Status quo, and we responded by the end of the bargaining session. I'm going to start talking faster as the night goes on.
All right, well, we need a caucus.
Okay.
So, sorry.
No,
did you have to ask for
him? No, I'm getting my steps for the day, so it's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Good.
You back on?
Yes.
We hope.
Do we want to wait for Charlie?
No, it's okay.
Guys are awful to me. Mike, and now you.
You got to play that for her.
No, it's okay.
It's all right.
This is why we're not videotaping sessions. By the way.
She's been mean to me all day. So.
Okay, so getting back to the serious work at hand. So... we're skating really close to what the inflation rate is on the 2.25 across the board. But given that you're willing to make the lump sum payment $1,500, we'll live with it. But in exchange for doing that and to better decrease the effect on our bargaining unit, we need to have that lump sum payment made on March 9th.
March 9th.
So it's not affecting the total dollars. It's just implementing it sooner. And it's that's enough time following, give us ratification.
That's their shop. I don't know.
Well, it's 2 months from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm
assuming. There's other stuff going on in payroll, too. Y'all want your W-2s,
thanks.
I assume, right?
Just print a bunch of checks.
And God knows that tax bill is gone.
Yeah, don't worry about the W-2s. You have a new tax bill.
And we're implementing all the tax changes that were just passed by Congress.
So paydays are March 2nd.
Yeah.
March 6th.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. They're looking at the pay periods.
Yeah,
I think
because we're really March 23rd for the implementation of. Oh, that's implementation March 23rd. So.
Yes, okay.
What
so
day did you say?
I see it 3 weeks later.
He said the 9th.
March 9th. Are we off a week on?
On pay, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be the 16th.
16th is a pay. Look at the March 23rd. So is March.
That would be
the
current
rate.
Yeah.
That's my better. Oh. Yes.
It's effective on that date. That's for the...
Yeah, but you don't, yeah.
That's the effective date rather than the pay date.
Rather than the pay date.
March 23rd is an effective date.
Yeah.
Right.
And so...
So, yeah, you're
so
actually...
March 16th. Is that what you just said?
The
16th. The 16th, that they would actually get paid for the one-time payment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
It'll be March 16th.
Are we good with that?
Mm-hmm. That's my birthday.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. Good suggestion. HR wins.
Can you guys handle that, or do you want to take a caucus and tell us?
No, we can do that.
Okay.
It's different.
Holy moly!
Oh my God! I thought we were never going to get this thing
done. Just because it's your birthday.
Mike walking us out. I'm so tired.
Finally.
Fighting over this bird like it's green. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Now do we want to try to draft a joint announcement?
Yes, we will.
Do you trust us? Because we can probably use last year's.
Yeah, just use last year's and we'll...
Do you want me to send it to you?
Yes.
That's
great. We'll have to, because we can send it out.
The one-time payment.
No. It's all right. It's not... No, I'm not sending it.
This March here?
No, this here.
The one-time payment is going to be paid out on March 9th, March 16th.
Is that okay with Maureen?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we probably...
We'll leave that. It's fine. It doesn't hurt anything. I mean...
Well, he might not like that, because that's giving us
okay.
a...
Well, you can ask him. I don't mind striking it. I don't mind. And also, hey,
Matt Moore.
Do we need to officially conclude this?
That's okay, just leave it.
It's okay if it's if happy stuff is recorded as well as all the other stuff.
Just on March 16th.
Yeah, strike this phrase.
I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Taking effect March 23rd, March 16th. Look at the rest of it, though.
John, do you want to look? This is.
Did you
this
have
is the,
a good break? Did you go
this
back
is
to Canada?
What we
no, I didn't.
Offered,
for my
paperwork, and she took
so
page one
back.
To change the date
so
to March 16th.
When I get it, so I can go do it in the border.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just not following.
Okay.
That is
what we offered. So the only change to what we offered will be the date moving to March 16th.
And
no, it's on the first page. You took it away to change it.
In the heat. And you know,
this is the equity.
This is 2009.
Yeah.
This is the Iranians. That was
yeah,
the last
this
time
is just
they
page
were all out
two.
On the streets.
I just thought you might want to start taking a look at it.
And they were having a lot of protests in Toronto, too. I guess they must have a pretty large.
It is everything that we articulated. So if there is any discrepancy, we go back to what we articulated because it's on the text.
Basically, you authorize what
you have. So just check the dates.
Well, you know, we have an agreement. If you want to read it carefully and TA and send it to us, that's okay. I mean, we don't want you to feel like you are pressured to read this.
Yeah. You guys
go ahead. Good. I'm just...
Yeah.
All right,
so
yeah.
Who wants to...
Which we're going to compare it to.
And I think Charlie's redoing the...
I would compare it to what we gave you the first time. You know what I mean?
The email one?
This one.
Yeah.
The one that you gave us is the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beginning of today.
Yeah, and then it'll reflect the changes.
So, are there any more changes? Because I'm going to go print two and two.
Well, they're going to read it just to make sure.
But you can go ahead and print two and two.
Should be fine.
What are we doing now?
Yeah. Okay, and that's the...
Okay, let's start with the first page. Okay, so this is what we have to look for.
Do you want a quiet space?
Thank you.
We can leave if you guys want to do this without us.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
Because if we do find something, unless you want to get off the Tallahassee.
No, I'm good.
They're only making it to a Cala
tonight. Is pretty much the same, and I went. I compared that one to the previous one while we were waiting.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right, so, so you're saying we have to look at
the changes. Okay. So the changes between these two, as far as I can see, the previous offerings we had around before,
the we don't know what's going on, but all of the hotels in the Orlando area and in Winter Park are all sold out.
Some national championship celebration.
It might
did
be.
Did you not see on TV?
It might be, but people are just flocking.
I was listening to a slight, like national sports podcast where they were debating the fact that UCF legitimately won this because there really aren't no rules about national championships.
They did get six.
There's all kinds of ways in which it's completely arbitrary process. And UCF's calculations as good as anyone else.
They
really should count.
You ranked six. They got four votes.
Oh, right.
That's good. Well, there's four people.
There was one person who ranked Auburn ahead of UCF.
What?
Still in the
really?
Yeah. It was some
guy
from
Auburn
a radio
writer. Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody posted on a website
of
some breakdown.
Again
this weekend.
You know the
what place that all the UCF
I was on
and
what's
still radio and overall they said
same
six. Yeah, six.
I was on campus.
Six and eight people. I think it was 10 in the coaches pool.
Difference between August 11th and
I was on campus at the University of Florida with in Joe Glover's office.
Oh, you went to the game?
This is all
the morning after the
thing that was
they won the national championship. I guess they had Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
And Bernie Matchin called in. He was at the game. And Bernie Matchin said,
I heard Auburn was the same way.
Oh, yeah, they left in the middle of the
fourth. We wanted to do
it. As soon as the interception changed, it was on Burkett. There was a row.
Next
in the UCF section, the entire row
was below the highest.
They just got up
and it turned. He said, "You have
but
to."
But they didn't even cheer until the third quarter.
The admissions office ready.
Yeah, it's just fun just watching.
Typically,
older fan bases.
It went up like 50%. Immediately after the game.
Yeah.
Because people watch it on TV.
Yeah.
People look like they're having fun and they're.
Criteria, those were employed from the website.
That's just
a little bit of
it's 3 hours or 4 hours of advertising.
Congratulations. We've got to wait and see. They're still going over it. Head out. Thank you guys for hanging in there.
That's why they're live for now.
Going back to
what did happen to Charlie?
The Mac piece.
Charlie's back.
She's printing.
Printing, I think.
Oh,
yes.
Oh yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
This is all the stuff we looked at.
Looking forward to seeing you on that bus trip,
Maureen.
Trying to play it, but that was.
And this is all the same
thing.
Watch me with chicken. Pretty much the reason.
So they didn't change anything in here, right? This is all the same.
I can't remember what you wear it.
Oh, that big.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They said saxophone.
No. It doesn't matter because they can't do it until it's ratified anyway. So that's that dick.
Okay.
Cool.
That's the name.
All right.
So Charlie's coming with clean copies.
Charlie's coming with clean copies.
Okay, so that one's yours. I can't remember. Where did this one come from? Is this
yours? Sherry.
That's mine.
I'm gonna get notes for all of this. Is probably.
He wrote it every once in a while. Yeah.
That took an awfully long time, Sherry.
It sure did.
Do you feel like it took a long time?
It actually comes a little bit.
I told Mike we were coming back. I don't remember which time from which caucus, and I said, "My God, I want this to be over. I'm so sick of agreeing on this proposal. I could scream."
No, you have no work to give and scream at other things.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
That's right.
So you have stuff for us the next time.
Oh yeah, we've had stuff actually for the last three sessions. We just haven't been able to put them out because we've been still focusing on these things.
Should we turn this on?
Oh yeah.
Well, but remember, we have we